Big Hits 102.5, 1330, WBTM, and I've got some company in with me, a man who wears many hats in our little village, Robbie Woodall. First off, welcome. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
We're talking about one of the big hats today, the Danville Lifesaving Crew. You guys have had a busy 2025.
Yeah, we're blessed to have the support of, number one, our volunteers, our staff, and the community. It takes a village, like you said, to make it all work.
Well, and it's not something that a lot of us see on a regular basis because we're going through the motions in our own lives, but you've got folks that are ready 24/7, 365, and that is not an easy undertaking.
No, we're celebrating our 80th anniversary in September.
That's awesome.
So we've been serving the community for a long time, and I've seen it in my 37 years, seen a lot of changes, what it was and what it is. It's definitely more demanding, more expectations. The training level and the service that we provide is unbelievable. When I first got in, you had to call and ask somebody to start an IV. Now they don't want you to call them until you get to finish with the call.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
Definitely a lot's changed.
Outside my element, but I am very, very much appreciative for you and all the crew members who help just take care of our city as a whole. And you guys have a new opportunity to expand on that coverage. Talk to us about the new building we've seen so much hype on going up on 58.
We've been working on that project since about 2020, pre-COVID. We did a lot of research on how we could make a better impact for the citizens and provide a quicker service. With the ever-growing River District, the Industrial Park, Dan Daniels Park, Angles Park, that area is going to really increase our availability and get people to the scene faster, and it'll back up the other two stations in North Danville and the Crew Hall station.
So the one on the main office, the main crew hall off of
Christopher Lane.
Yes, thank
you. Got you.
that one is the fixture that most of us know, and it's seen some big expansions with the training center and things of that nature. But you guys have a lot of fingers that you really have to cover when you think about it. A lot of back roads, a lot of side roads. It isn't just the major thoroughfares. You got folks all over the city that may always need some help. And that's definitely a big undertaking. So the quicker response, I'm sure, is the better.
Yeah, we average about 10 minutes down the city to get a unit on the scene. And our goal is to get under 8. National standard, you want to be under 8
okay.
in an area. And 10 minutes is acceptable, but the quicker you can get there, the better off you are for the patient.
Sure. These are one of those things, and this is why I always want to give a shout out to our first responders in any capacity that wear any uniform, because you guys are there at the worst moment in someone's life. And it may just be something that they've never experienced before, and it's not a major ordeal. But then you have some of the more catastrophic situations that are just gut-wrenching. And to have, I don't know, the best word I would use is probably the fortitude to be able to stay focused in that moment is not something that comes easily to everybody.
No, and not everybody makes it. We have a lot of people that they go through the programs, and we had one last year that went completely through training. At the end of the day, after the first few weeks, I just can't do it. And that happens. And we want to give them that opportunity to get that frontline experience. Even though you go through all the training, the hundreds of hours of training, once you get on that truck and interact with those patients, and when you're in the back of that ambulance by yourself and somebody goes into cardiac arrest, you've got to perform your services. You've got to do what your training level tells you to do. And some people just, you know, decide it's not for them. But then we have people excel. We have people that's been in that are nurse practitioners. Some want to be doctors. And I mean, it's a good stepping ground for somebody to get started in pre-hospital care.
Well, and all of these things, from the training to the equipment and the time and the effort and the resources, all of that requires that big green thing, money.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money. Our budget is a really big, we're probably one of the biggest nonprofits in the city of Danville that function with our staff and our volunteers, and we replace equipment regularly. When I got in a crew, an ambulance was $75,000, $80,000. You know, they're $500,000 now. So, and they wear out. When I got in the crew, we had 8 vehicles. We got 29 vehicles. So you can do the math, and all of them ambulances. We have paramedic Tahoes running around. We have support vehicles. We have community paramedic vehicles. There's so many people out there doing so many aspects of our services. You have to continually replace stuff.
Well, and those things don't come cheap. And I do am appreciative that you mentioned that you guys are a nonprofit. It's easy for folks to forget that along the way because you are there 24/7, 365. But this is all done through mostly volunteer work and folks that are willing to give time and resources to make this happen.
It's a combination group. We still have a good core group of volunteers. We have a good group of staff members. We have about equal volunteers and staff as far as numbers.
Okay.
The staff members are there 24 hours a day. We have volunteers at all different shifts. And I'm still a volunteer. I'm probably the lead volunteer, but I do it because I love giving back to the community. But I still do all the training that everybody does. And we require every, just because you're a volunteer or staff member, you have to do the same amount of training, continual training, and have the same certifications that everybody has.
Well, and I know you guys do different fundraisers throughout the year to help bring in that revenue. Like today, you guys had a golf tournament raising money to help the crew and keep the crew going. And what kinds of things can folks keep an eye out for, ways that they can help? Just some other things that are going on, because I know it does. It takes a lot to really keep a crew that size, that well equipped to take care of our city.
We try to continually be in somebody's face about, you know, money. I get a lot of that where I work, and we do a lot of that. And we want to make sure we have three opportunities usually a year. We do our golf tournament, which is 26th annual golf tournament today. We also do our gala, which is a new thing about this. Will be our fourth annual coming up next year. And we do it at the end of the year. We do like a letter drive to the community, let them know what's going on, opportunities to get involved. But that $10 that somebody sent us, or that $200,000 somebody sent us, both of them is very, very important, because it takes every dollar we can get to make our budget balance out.
Well, and one other thing that you and I were talking about before we got started, and some folks may really not be aware of it, the community paramedicine program. Tell us, for folks that may not know about that, what that service is and what it can mean for our community.
We started that ground up in 2017. Just for a simple thing, if you know somebody that continually calls 911, somebody that may have a chronic illness like a diabetes or a chronic respiratory problem or heart problem, just doesn't have the connected sources to get themselves help, those people will go out to the people's house. They do a survey with them. They try to connect the dots for them. You wouldn't believe the people that don't know the resource available with their, even veterans and different things. We've connected a lot. We've relocated people to housing. We relocated people to doctors. And it's very rewarding to see somebody be able to get sustainable.
I mean, anything you can do to help along the way, I know, is certainly appreciated, certainly making some big differences. And we talked about the new station briefly, and we talked about the recycling of equipment. But with that new station, let's pivot back to that, because not only do you have that great new station set up, but now you've got to get it fully equipped so it can go to full service. I know it's certainly operating already, but there's still some hurdles you've got to get through to get to full service.
Absolutely. You know, we're very blessed, but the George and Sarah Buchanan Foundation helped us get started. City of Danville with our city council and our city manager has been very public-private partnership. That deal has really taken light. A couple more places like JT Minimal, we worked with them on a grant, helped us get an ambulance in the Buchanan's. So we've staffed it with some equipment. We've got one brand new ambulance there and a couple more ambulances in the location. We do have a couple more vehicles on order. Like one of them is another new ambulance that'll serve out of that station of $400,000 that'll be here by the end of the year. So,
okay.
Yeah, we're in our constant fundraising mode right now, trying to pay for that outside of our operational side of the fence.
Well, it's an ever-evolving project for sure, and it's certainly a labor of love. And if folks want to get involved, I know you do the letter drive every year to kind of give that state of the union, if you will, give
Absolutely.
Folks an idea. But if folks want to get involved, want to learn more, figure out ways they can help, how can they go about doing that?
Well, of course, everybody looks online now. You can look at dlsc.org and on our Facebook, and you can all call the 792 crew. That's easy to remember. But, you know, we're bringing in new volunteers continuously. We have opportunities for training. We're getting ready to start a new class in a few weeks through Danville Community College. We teach their EMT class, and we bring a lot of volunteers into that, and people that want to think about EMS. That's on Tuesday and Thursday nights. So you can go to DCC's website and sign up for that class. Most of it's almost at no cost if you apply
okay.
for that. And then we run two recruit academies annually where we hire people and train them over 10 weeks. So it's a lot of opportunities to train and get engaged. We do ride-alongs. You can come ride along, see if you like it.
A lot of different opportunities. And I love that you guys make sure that folks know the doors are always open, because a lot of folks have a little extra time. Maybe you've got somebody that's going into retirement, may not necessarily know what they're wanting to do, how they can help. Even if it's just a little bit here and there, I know you guys have different opportunities for folks to get involved. And I think having that open door, not to mention the very recognizable ambulatory service here in town, anybody you've lived here more than a week or so has probably seen a dozen ambulance runs, which is unfortunate. But at the same time, it's very transparent what you guys do here in the community.
Well, we appreciate your community support. We appreciate y'all taking time to let us talk about this today. But it is a lot of opportunity. And it's a good stepping stone, as you and I talked about earlier. A lot of people have been around a long time. But it's a lot of people that come in and transition in 4 or 5 years and get that foundation. We have somebody right now that was a member of us that's in medical school. We have another person just graduating as a practitioner. We have one person, Eladal, was over at the Galloway Helicopter, was one of our paramedics that worked with us for several years. So it's a good foundation to what do I want to do in life. And a lot of people want to continue to volunteer. We have people that continue to volunteer. We have people that go into this as a career. So it's something for everybody there.
I love the level of opportunities that you guys have, and certainly a fantastic organization here in our community, ready to celebrate 80 years strong. Robbie, we certainly appreciate you taking some time with us today. Certainly, I know you guys are busy in a variety of different ways, you in particular, with all of your different areas of community involvement, and we certainly appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. This is my, I'm humbled to lead this group, and I look forward to every day to seeing us continue to grow.